Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check. Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.com.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. The world is moving to electricity. We are moving to electricity here in the United States. Electric cars are selling like hotcakes. Heat pumps, as opposed to other forms of electric heat pumps, as opposed to other forms of home heating and air conditioning, are exploding in popularity and dropping in price. And in fact, there's now new heat pumps that'll operate up to 15, 20 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And, you know, which is a big deal because the one I've got on my house shuts down whenever it gets below 40. And then we go to a resistive heat, which is really expensive. But in any case, you know, the world is moving to electricity. And this is becoming problematic. The whole thing with the Houston water system, you know, the whole freak out and people really upset. Hey, we've, you know, our water supply is not safe. It turns out that, there was an electric failure, a power failure in their privatized electric grid. And, down in Texas, whether it was something that's indicative of a larger system-wide failure or whatnot, I'm not sufficiently well informed about the details of that. But, you know, there it was. But in Europe right now, this has become a real serious question. And in fact, the piece that informed me about this is over at the financialtimes.com. It's titled, Can Europe Keep the Lights On? And they break it out. There's a bunch of countries in Europe that import most of their electricity. Luxembourg gets almost 90% of their electricity from other countries. Lithuania, almost a little over 70%. Estonia, a little over 30%, Hungary about 25%, Latvia, Croatia, Finland, Malta, Italy, all in the range of 20%, Denmark. These are countries, the United Kingdom is importing about 10% of their electricity. Where are they getting it from? Well, the major exporter is Bulgaria, running coal-fired power plants and old Soviet nuclear plants, I believe. Sweden is exporting electricity. A lot of that is hydro. The Czech Republic, Norway, and now over 90% of the electricity generated in Norway is coming from hydro, from, you know, dammed up rivers or fjords or whatever they're, you know, call. France is exporting electricity, but that's all or mostly produced by nuclear power. Well, here's where it's getting very, very troubling. Norway's electric power generation coming out of their dams is facing the same problem that some of the hydro systems here in the United States. This big worry about, you know, Lake Mead and what's going to happen with Las Vegas and the Hoover Dam, which is a giant electric, you know, generating station. What's going to happen when these rivers reach the point where there's just not enough water to turn the turbines? Well, that's actually starting to happen right now in Norway. And it's starting to happen in other countries. The other problem, and you've probably read and seen reports on television about the barge traffic, you know, a lot of cargo travels on barges particularly through London on the River Thames, through France on the Seine, across Germany on the Main. There are these major rivers of Europe that have traditionally been, you know, the largest cities are built around because these have traditionally been centers of commerce where goods are shipped and goods are received. And there's been all kinds of stories in the media about how these rivers are now drying up to the point that the barges can't travel on them. We're seeing the same thing on the Mississippi River here in the United States, where there are some ships that just, you know, ship traffic is being limited because as the Mississippi, as the water supply to the Mississippi, as the northern Midwest is experiencing drought, the water supply to the Mississippi is diminished. And as the water supply is diminished, then, you know, what do you see? The water level drops and the channels get narrower and narrower where there's deep enough water for a ship to pass through. So we're all familiar with that. That's been all over the news in the last month or so. What a lot of people are not familiar with is the fact that nuclear power plants and most of your coal-fired power plants cannot operate without water for cooling. They generate steam to make electricity, but then they've got to cool themselves down. They've got, you know, there's it's part of the process. And so they build these things on the edge of oceans, which is a problem if sea levels rise, and along rivers, which has become a problem for multiple power plants in the United States. And now all across France, their nuclear power generation is dropping, in part because some of their plants are just old and, you know, many of them are offline for maintenance, but also because their rivers are drying up and they can't cool these nuclear power plants. And so they can't run them at full capacity. And so, you know, they're running out of electricity. France is normally Europe's biggest electricity exporter, but not this year. A record number of reactors. They've got 18 nuclear power plants in France. And a record number of them have experienced outages over this last year, forcing France to become a net importer of electricity for the first time in their history. France began importing electricity toward the end of last year, the end of 2021. So, you know, I don't have a real kind of, you know, a debate issue here, a talk radio topic about this, but I felt like this is a really important story and that I wanted to share with you and, you know, kind of wake us all up to this, that, you know, we all thought, oh, yeah, you know, this nuclear is going to solve all our problems. No, well, I never thought that, but there are people who think that. Nuclear power plants depend on rivers just like hydro dams do, and you know, both are posited as green energy and both are problematic in some very, very big ways. So what do we do about this? I don't have an easy answer, but I do know that we need to be talking about it. We need to be knowing about it. And, you know, what are you doing with your home? Have you been able to buy an electric car? I'm hearing from friends of mine that, you know, getting a good electric car, you know, plan on a 6-month wait and a $5,000 premium on the price and all kinds of things. Is that easing up where you live? I know gas prices are easing up. The other topic that I've got a couple of topics that I wanted to share with you in this hour. The second one was Sheldon Whitehouse and Congressman Johnson, both Senator Whitehouse and Congressman Johnson, both sent a letter to the Supreme Court. In fact, they separately and then together sent letters to the Supreme Court wanting to know what's the deal with Sam Alito having dinner with this conservative couple and telling them how the Supreme Court was going to be ruling on a case that was coming up, one of these controversial cases where the conservatives are overturning precedent. And it sure looks like Alito was the leak for that story, and you know, there's a lot of people who are suggesting that he was the leak for the Dobbs decision as well. So White House and Johnson asked the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, Mr. Roberts, they said, you know, what's the deal here? And this is the official note that Senators Whitehouse and Johnson published after they got basically gibberish back from the Supreme Court. They said, through legal counsel, the Supreme Court reiterated Justice Alito's denials that he did not substantively answer any of our questions. The court's letter is an embodiment of the problems at the court around ethics. Unlike all other federal courts, there is no formal process for complaints. It took a senator and a congressman's repeated letters to galvanize a response. Unlike all other federal courts, there is no formal process for fact-finding inquiry with the Supreme Court. Unlike all other federal courts, there is no independence, no formal process of independent review. That absence of independence violates the ancient maxim, nemo judex in sua causa, no one should judge their own cause. They wrap it up by saying these multiple failures of orderly process are peculiar coming from the highest court in the land. Procedure is the bone structure of justice. Well, I have been ranting about this for the 20 years in March, I believe, that I've been doing this radio program and television program now, is that our Supreme Court has been corrupted. It's been corrupted by a group of right-wing billionaires who funded a multi-year, a multi-decade effort to pack the court with right-wing ideologues, and we now have that, and they are terraforming, they are transforming the landscape of America, and doing so in ways that are rather shocking to many people. I mean, if you think the Dobbs decision was bad, just hang on. There's more coming. By the way, Congress, the Senate passed the defense of gay marriage, essentially. It's got to go back to the House for a procedural vote, but it'll pass. It's going to be interesting to see how the Supreme Court tries to deal with that one.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It doesn't mandate gay marriage being allowed in every state, but it does mandate recognition of it, which is an important thing.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Hey, the holidays are right around the corner, and Louise and I are ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh, especially now with the flu, COVID, and viruses going around. We're not going into stores. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and more right to our door, so we can skip that extra grocery store trip, take a break from meal planning, and actually enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has something new to try, with over 35 chef-crafted recipes each week, chock full of quality ingredients and choice proteins. Plus, we can stock our pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience items from the HelloFresh market. When we're in a hurry, their 20-minute meals and easy cleanup options make for more quality time around the dinner table and less time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority around the holidays. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. Sign up today and I can get you 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70, T-H-O-M-7-0, TOM70, at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 for 70% off at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. 22 minutes past the hour. Serious question over at commondreams.org. One of the authors there is asking this question, you know, pointing out Twitter seems to be unraveling at the speed of a SpaceX rocket. Now, you know, we're still on Twitter, and I'm hopeful that Twitter can be salvaged. It's an international platform. I'm also posting over at Post, and I'm also posting on Mastodon, but we also post on Facebook. So we're kind of, you know, all over the place. But, you know, in order to seize control of Twitter, Elon Musk had to hit the company. The company basically had to borrow $13 billion to finance itself, to finance Musk's, what was essentially a leveraged buyout, a buyout based on leverage, on borrowed money. And, you know, there's speculation that the banks might force him into bankruptcy if he can't pay the bills and he's lost half his advertisers. And it's like, you know, this is scary stuff. Trying to cut his expenses, he fired half his staff. And now, you know, you've got concerns about the safety of people on Twitter. And now he's letting back some of the most toxic trolls. It's not the kind of situation that leaves you feeling optimistic. And yet Twitter is a very, I mean, even a weakened, enfeebled, Nazi-infested Twitter is still a very, very important international platform and source of information for people around the world. I mean, you know, an awful lot of what I learn about what's going on in Ukraine, for example, I get off Twitter. I mean, there's a lot of good information there. But most people go online to get information and news or to stay in touch with friends and family or to figure out, you know, to do deep dive his research on how to do things. They don't go online to be hassled and harassed and scammed and hustled, which is, you know, something that happens way too much on social media. So is there an alternative? Is there an option?
as I said, I just in the last week, I've created accounts on Post and on Mastodon. And you can find me at Tom Hartmann, all run together, T-H-O-M-H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, on both those platforms. In fact, I posted today's article on both those platforms. And I'm looking forward to going back on later this afternoon and seeing what kind of response I got. But, you know, we need our social media companies, frankly, I think, to do what I'm seeing on Mastodon and on Post, which is that the posts are being put there basically chronologically. In other words, there's not an algorithm saying, oh, you know, Tom likes this or Tom likes that, so we're going to feed him more and more of this and make him crazier and crazier and crazier as we drive him down some crazy rabbit hole. They don't do that. Now, you know, some people may like that algorithm. I mean, you know, Amazon has an algorithm. It says, you know, we know what you've bought for the last 10 years and what you seem to like. So here's something that we think you probably would like. And, you know, frankly, I have to say, I find that algorithm useful sometimes. And I think most people do. But that's a whole different thing from, hey, you were asking about the last election. So let me connect you to Carrie Lake and have her tell you all about how, you know, how it's important to have a revolution against America or something. The op-ed over at Common Dreams concludes, for Twitter to survive, its leadership must understand that the company's success is intertwined with its public service obligation. I think that's really on the nose. I mean, that's absolutely true. And I don't think that at this moment, at least, you know, from what I've seen so far, that the current ownership and management of Twitter really understands that. Also, you know, Musk was making a big deal when he was buying Twitter about how, you know, a quarter of the people on there or some crazy percentage are bots. You know, they're just, you know, they're machines. They're not actual people. And, you know, I've been doing war with bots for years on Twitter. But I haven't seen, well, I have seen my account lose 5 or 6 or 7,000 members. But on the other hand, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been gaining members like crazy ever since Musk took over. So I don't know if that has to do with bots going away or not. But, you know, what are you doing for social media? Are you dialing back your use of Twitter and Facebook? Are you using other social media more often? How do you think it should work? What do you think would be the best way to essentially fix our social media problem? I've shared some of my thoughts with you in the past. We'll be right back. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf.
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For the holiday season, Why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone naughty or nice on your list? You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for Louise and me with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe-throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply. Text CHEERS to 73784. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on all these things we've been talking about today. Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking earlier today about the January 6th and then the issue with FDR and his issues back then. And I just have to say that Smedley Butler also pinned another Bush involved in that particular attempt.
Right, Prescott.
And that was Prescott. Yep. Bush.
Who was a senator
so
at the time.
Maybe it runs in the family, I don't know. But I would sure love, I mean, I would pay good money and have the popcorn ready if the FBI would storm into Congress to the absolute ultra-wealthy people who were involved in this, their homes, mm-hmm. and perp-walk every one of them out and have them charged with being a traitor.
Well, let's make sure that only traitors are charged with being traitors. I mean, I don't want to advocate a police state here, Sandra.
But there were an awful lot of Republicans in Congress who seemed to be all for it.
Yeah.
You know, as fist bump and all the other little, back in the day.
Yeah, Mr. Fist Bump. Yes. Mr. Runner.
There's a bunch of them that shouldn't be in Congress.
I don't disagree with you, although largely for political purposes. I think, though, that the complicity of these people has not been examined at the level that it should be. And I think it, frankly, hasn't been examined because of the power that they have. The thing that really that really shocked me, I don't know, Sandra, have you listened to Rachel Maddow's podcast, Ultra?
I have once in a while. I don't get to all the time, but I do try.
Well, it's
she's on once a week now. So
no, I'm talking about her podcast. It's she only has 8 episodes, and that's all it is. It's the beginning to end. It's 8 episodes, and each one is about an hour long, and you can just listen to it on your phone. You know, however you get podcasts. From MSNBC TV, and she chronicles how. You know, Hitler was playing footsie with these people in Congress. He was sending money to them. He was writing speech, or his people were writing speeches for them that they were delivering. And when they got busted, they came to Harry Truman and said, "We want to prosecute these people." And Harry Truman stopped the prosecution. It's grim. It's a grim story, and I think it's a tale for our time, but. Sandra, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I was just going to tell you how I'm dealing with Twitter.
Okay.
I'm sticking with it. I sort of took a look at some of these other sites, and it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. And I've made so many connections with algorithms we connect, and... Mm-hmm. I can contact a group if we're all watching the same news show or whatever, and like it's easy to block the nasties. Yeah. Although Elon Musk seems to do nothing but tweet all day, I don't know if he gets any work done at all.
Yeah, well,
it's easy to use. It's just I don't know. I feel that way about it. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I'm not either so far. I mean, I like Twitter. I like the interface. I think it's a very elegant and useful product and well done, and I hope that it survives. I am troubled. There's a fascinating article over at Daily Kos right now about how Elon Musk is retweeting and empowering hardcore right-wingers at the same time that Twitter is banning left-wingers. And that troubles me. But how pervasive that is, if this is, you know, some very selective reporting or if it's just the tip of the iceberg, I honestly don't know. So I all I can do is point you to that for more information. But Holly, thank you. Thanks for the information and for your sharing your experience. Robert in Modesto. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Real quickly before I get to my point, one of the things with the algorithms that I have a problem with is they never realize that I have bought something. Anyway, back to your pile of buried investigations. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious about the bombs that were set at the RNC and DNC.
Yeah.
I think that those are were the linchpin that didn't go off, because like with the Oath Keepers saying they were waiting for a signal, and that would have spread the cops out, you know, even thinner than they were. And then the placement of them, you know, like in an alley, you know, those kind of things, they just seem like they were really too curious. I wonder what you think about that. I'm going to get off.
I'm very troubled by it, and there's another historical coup attempt in another country, and forgive me for not recalling the details. I read about this a couple of days ago, and I should have printed it out. But it was in another country where they set off a bomb in one place to draw the police there, and then they attack the legislature in another place. And I'll have to track that down and get back to you on that, because that's it. In fact, I should incorporate that into my article. But it's troubling. It's very troubling. So thank you for the call. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Well, a few things. You were talking about the energy situation and really doing a great job of tying it to global warming, because it means it's not raining as much in Europe as it used to, as it seems to be in many places here in the western part of North America.
Right.
The one thing I do want to add, though, is that you can go to a number of websites and find out all this information on renewable energy use in Europe. And, you know, it's quite high. In fact, Gore's movie from about a dozen years ago, you know, he had the graph up there as how many countries were well ahead of us in renewable energy. So, you know, again, I kind of question the media makes a big deal about Russian gas and oil not getting to Europe because of the war in the Ukraine. And I wonder how legit that is, which brings me to another point. Medea Benjamin's got a book out. She's kind of taken a pro-Putin, pro-Russia stance. She was on the radio yesterday, KPFA, talking about Russian oil, you know, how it's so horrible that you know, the Russian oil is being embargoed on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And also another claim, and you can go to the internet and find yes and no, claiming that in the Donbass region, the Russians, the Russian language was being suppressed. Kids weren't allowed to speak it in school. Basically, all that stuff's been debunked, but she's buying it.
Right.
And does that give Putin the right to carpet bomb Ukrainian cities? She's going to be in the Bay Area at various bookstores talking about it. I want to be able to go to one and ask her that. You know, how does telling kids in Russian speaking kids in the Donbass, well, you can't speak Russian in school, which isn't true. How does that justify Putin bombing the crap out of all those cities in the Ukraine?
Right.
So, you know, I know you've had her on. I know you've had her on in the past. Can you please have her on again? Because she's been on Nader's Monday.
I'm not going to.
You're not going to have her on?
No, I'm not going to engage in warfare with people who are in most other regards on my side.
Yeah.
I'll just say right up front, I think she's wrong. I disagree with her on this issue. We do agree on a lot of other issues, but I strongly disagree with her on this issue. But that said, I have a lot of respect for Medea, so I'm not gonna do that. But I'm perfectly willing to debate it with, you know, with the occasional right winger who calls into the show, and certainly have done so, you know, in previous days. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, and we're getting a little too inside baseball here, Dennis. You know, talking about personalities. But I share your concern that there are some people on the left and certainly in the right. I mean, this is the new right thing. This is Trump's new thing, and all the Trump humpers and the Republican Party is, you know, screw Ukraine and let Putin take over and all that kind of stuff. And I just think it's wrong. Dennis, thanks for the call. Steve in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hello, sir. How are you? You know, when you were talking at the start of the hour about electricity shortages and rivers running dry, and one thing that's really frustrating me about our species, especially the leaders, is that nobody seems to understand that the Earth is a non-man-made spaceship. And just like with any spaceship, you would want to think that there was a management team engineering it so that the life support systems and all the other systems needed to keep things alive on the spaceship were properly configured, carrying capacity was not exceeded, etc. But we don't have anything like that. The UN, of course, is a total failure in many ways, but we are all on this spaceship together. These piecemeal approaches and crisis-driven approaches, oh my God, the rivers are drying up. Let's have more windmills. And nobody, the thing that concerns me the most, and I'll leave you with this thought, and I wish that we could have this worldwide globalized meeting about what we're going to do with the spaceship we're on, is that humans don't seem to ever think about any other species except for humans. And my belief is, if this kind of consensus spaceship management team was convened, they would say, what we're going to do is use up the entire biosphere and transform it into human bodies and human culture. And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, and that's what we've been doing for a long, long time. And I think you're right. And I think that a lot of our cultural stories, you know, about man being given dominion over the earth and all this kind of stuff, don't help. And frankly, I think that male supremacy is an aspect of that. Dominion over what is fertile, over women, and dominion over the earth. I don't think that there's a huge disconnect between those two dysfunctional worldviews. We'll be right back, 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your phone calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call?
Welcome back.
Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, One goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Share the Tom Hartmann program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartmann app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartmann program.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. Not for my dogs. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruits. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help your dog support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. And our dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. This offer available with select orders. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text stopped to opt out. drmartypets.com/Tom. 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
Have you seen the Republicans try to rewrite the Constitution?
Yeah, you're talking about the, what's it called, Conference of States or... Convention of States, conventionofstates.com, I'm pretty sure is the website. And it's, this has been financed by the Coctopus for years and others. And it's and every year they meet in Washington, D.C., and they do a dress rehearsal of when they're going to call a constitutional convention.
Isn't it Democrats and independents to come up with their constitution before Republicans do?
It probably wouldn't be a bad idea, but there's no billionaires who are behind rewriting the Constitution for the Democrats. So to the best of my knowledge, there's no organization doing anything like that. But this has been a project going on for at least 20 years on the right, on the far right, on the hard right.
Who's the last senator who... what's the word? The stuff this rewriting the Constitution thing. Who will be the last one?
Well, it would the process. They have to get two-thirds of the states. Two-thirds of the House and Senate to pass a new Constitution, and then three-quarters of the states to ratify it. And that's a really, really high bar that they have not hit yet. But they're approaching the point where they may have the two-thirds of the states necessary. If they can pick up a couple more states, if they can flip a few more purple states red, they may have the two-thirds of the states necessary to do the rewriting of the Constitution. Then the sales effort begins. Then you get billions of dollars being flushed into our media systems, and you'll have constant ads saying, vote yes on the new Constitution and support so-and-so. And that's coming. It may be a decade down the road, but this has been a long-term project for these people. Johan, thanks for calling, and thanks for raising the issue. Renard in Pontiac, Michigan. Hey, Renard, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I'm disagreeing with things that you're saying today. My point is, when you were talking about earlier the corporate media, everyone that I'm seeing on Meet the Press, Joe in the Morning, all that, I see one person, the other one has left MSNBC, and that was Rachel Maddow, who brings the truth. Ari Melber is the only one on these talk shows right now, news shows, that will not let people come on and start talking stuff that makes absolutely no sense, that is just an outright lie. Yeah. And then Democrats, we let these people go, oh, mental health is the issue. They vote against it every time. And then when something does happen, then they run to their constituents and say, how great everything is.
You're talking about gun legislation.
And
well, the fact is, Renard, Democrats have been for a long time trying to restore the assault weapons ban that Bill Clinton put into place that gave us a 10-year pause in mass shootings, by the way. And then, when it expired in 2000, whatever it was, 3 or 4, boom, we started seeing mass shootings go back up again.
They put Band-Aids today. They're celebrating the first anniversary of the shooting in Oxford. Oxford, Michigan is not the ghetto of Detroit or anything like that. And Joe, the problem is the weapon. It's not the people, it's the weapon. And AR-15 is made to kill tons of people very quick. That's why they use it in a war.
You're absolutely right. So I agree with you. The weapons of war should not be on the streets of America. And President Biden said that the other day. The problem is he doesn't have enough votes. You can't do an assault weapons ban by reconciliation. You can't do it with only 51 votes. You have to have 60 votes. And there are not 10 Republicans who will go along with an assault weapons ban. I mean, there were back in 1993, but there are not now.
Yeah, well, you're making my point right now, because every time we put people in charge, Democrats, we say, give them a majority, you need 60. People need to be out there saying that we need 61 votes
it would be nice to have 61 Democrats. I'm with you, Renard. It would be really nice to have 61 Democrats in the United States Senate. It ain't going to happen this year or next. And it's going to be a really tough map, by the way. Democrats are going to have a really hard time holding out of the Senate in 2024. That's going to be a brutal year for the Senate. We'll be right back. I want to get into this new study about white supremacy right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Sick.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.